Welcome back to the What's in Your Head podcast. I'm Pete Schultz, doctor of physical therapy. This episode is a little different today. I want to walk you through a simple tool I use myself and with patients. Affirmations as a way to help regulate pain and dizziness. Before we get started, just a quick disclaimer. This is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for individualized medical care. Also, please don't do this exercise while driving or in any situation where you need your full attention. This exercise will take about 5 minutes, so you want to be somewhere where you could sit or lie down safely and be uninterrupted for a few minutes. You can use this exercise when you feel an increase in pain or dizziness or anytime as a way to help your system feel safer and more in control. When symptoms start to ramp up, it's often your nervous system becoming more protective and more sensitive. These affirmation statements aren't about ignoring the symptoms. They're a way of giving your brain signals of safety, which can help turn the volume down. This is something I've personally used when I feel a pain episode is coming on. If I catch it early and go through a few minutes of these statements with slow breathing, I can usually take the edge off and reduce the intensity of what I'm feeling. It doesn't always make things go away completely, but it helps me feel more in control and less reactive to these symptoms. The goal here is not perfection. It's giving your nervous system consistent inputs that reinforce safety over time. So let's go through it together. So let's take a moment to get into a comfortable position, sitting or lying down. Let your eyes close if that feels okay, or you could also just soften your focus. Before we start, just a quick reminder, when you're dealing with pain or dizziness, your nervous system can become more protective and more sensitive. These statements are inputs to help your brain interpret signals of safety over time. This can help turn the volume down on your symptoms. So let's begin. Let's take a slow breath in through your nose and a longer breath out through your mouth. And let's do this two more times. So breathe in through your nose and then a longer breath out through your mouth. And one more time. And out through your mouth. And now let's just breathe slowly in a nice controlled pattern. And these affirmations, you could repeat in your head or you could say them out loud, whatever you feel most comfortable with. So let's begin. I am safe. My symptoms are real, but I am not in any danger. When my brain is calm, I am calm. I am healthy. I am strong. There is nothing wrong with me. When my brain is calm, I am calm. I am in control of how I respond to these sensations. I can heal. I am exactly where I am supposed to be. I am safe. My symptoms are real, but I am not in any danger. When my brain is calm, I am calm. I am healthy. I am strong. There is nothing wrong with me. When my brain is calm, I am calm. I am in control of how I respond to these sensations. I can heal. I am exactly where I am supposed to be. I am resilient. I am safe. I am not in any danger. Now you can take another slow breath in. So let's all take a slow breath in through your nose and a long breath out through your mouth. And let's do that one more time. A long, slow breath in through your nose. And a long breath out through your mouth. And then you can open your eyes. And this is something that you could come back to anytime you feel your symptoms start to rise, or it's something that you could just do on a regular basis. Thank you for taking a few minutes to go through that with me. Like anything we talk about on this podcast, this works best with consistency. You're not trying to eliminate symptoms instantly. You're training your nervous system over time to feel safer and less reactive. If you found this helpful, you could come back to this exercise whenever you need it, especially in the early stages of a flare-up. As always, this podcast is for educational purposes only and not a substitute for individualized care. If you're dealing with ongoing pain or dizziness, it's important to work with a qualified provider. If you want to learn more about pain and dizziness, you could visit us on painanddizzy.com. And if you'd like to set up a physical therapy appointment or vestibular therapy appointment, you could go to dynamicsportspt.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.